We welcome you back to Eagles 360. We heard Chip Kelly talk about the Titans, a good football team. Let's go a little bit deeper in terms of the numbers with what Tennessee brings to town on Sunday. We begin at the quarterback position as we take our first look at the Tennessee Titans. Rookie Zach Mettenberger, Chris, big arms, strong body. He's got the makings of a very fine quarterback and has been up and down in his rookie season as expected.
Yes, indeed, Dave. Of course, he's going through the growing pains that you expect from a rookie quarterback. Let's look at the numbers for him on the season. 60 of 97 for 62% completion percentage for 758 yards, 5 touchdowns against 4 interceptions. Good pocket presence, strong arm, as you mentioned, Dave. Hey, put up a great show Monday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Showed some promise. He's not going to be rattled. It's the one thing that you figure Bill Davis will look to do is rattle this rookie quarterback. But even the defensive coordinator said himself that he's not your typical rookie quarterback.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez looking to bounce back from his performance against the Green Bay Packers. 4 turnovers from this Eagles offense cannot happen down the stretch of this 2014 regular season. Sanchez against the Tennessee defense. We'll talk about that a bit later in the week. Should be a great matchup. A pressure-based defense that really went after Ben Roethlisberger on Monday night. And now we take a look at the running back positions. And again, for Tennessee, a rookie from the University of Washington, Bishop Sankey. Pretty good player. Runs low, 3.9 yards per carry. Catches the ball just a little bit. Starting now, getting his feet wet. Worked hard against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night. The Eagles defense knows it has to be physical in this game on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. Sankey, a workhorse back. He was the first running back selected in this year's NFL draft. A guy that, you know, you feed him the ball more, the better he gets throughout the course of the game. He can go in between the tackles and bounce outside. So certainly it will be a tough physical challenge for that Eagles defensive line, who will want to bounce back after the performance that Eddie Lacy had on Sunday.
And then LeSean McCoy headlines the Eagles run game. Of course, we are looking for McCoy to get into that groove late in the season here and carry this offense down the stretch. Still some pretty good numbers for McCoy as he closes in on the very top of the list on the Eagles franchise. All-time leading rushers, and I still expect him to pass that this season. And we expect LeSean McCoy. Well, I don't know about that. The Steelers really ran well on the Titans on Monday night. We'll see what kind of defensive game plan Tennessee has in mind on Sunday. Now, the wide receivers, Jeremy Maclin, of course, has been outstanding for the Eagles, along with Jordan Matthews. But look at those numbers for Maclin. 57 catches, 921 yards. He'll have his first 1,000-yard season of his career, barring any setbacks here in the last 6 games. Just a terrific season for him. 9 touchdowns. And then the Titans getting it done. Kendall Wright leading the way in the passing game. Very explosive player, Chris.
Yes, he is. You know, Ken Whisenhunt, the head coach for the Titans, wants to stretch a ball, go down the field, and attack vertically. So it'll be a good matchup against the Eagles' corners this weekend. They also have Justin Hunter, who was a second-round pick last year out of Tennessee, who is physically gifted but has struggled in catching the football this season. So Mettenberger has some weapons to work with, and you saw that on Monday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But inconsistency has been the one thing that has plagued the Titans receivers this
year. Yeah, and they're young, and they're growing, and they're going to have their ups and downs, just like the Tennessee Titans on defense. It's a 3-4 scheme. They are pressure-based, and they're going to come after Mark Sanchez and company and attack the line of scrimmage. We take a look at the numbers. Nothing that really jumps out at you, Chris. Just a group that kind of is feeling its way around. They have not taken the football away very much. A big concern, obviously, for Ken Whisenhunt.
Yeah, a couple of big names to watch. Safety Michael Griffin, a career Titans, had a very, very good season for them. He'll fly all around the field. From a pass rush standpoint, guys you want to look at, Wesley Woodyard, who's formerly of the Denver Broncos. Derek Morgan, a former first-round pick. He had a sack Monday night against the Steelers. He's someone who will come off the edge and be able to put pressure on the quarterback. But Ray Gordon, the defensive corner, wants to generate pressure on Mark Sanchez. They saw how successful the Packers were on Sunday. They want to replicate that. It'll be key for the Eagles to offset that with some of those quick passes, maybe get McCoy involved in the screen game.
All right, so there's your first look at the Tennessee Titans. We'll have more for you, of course, the rest of this week.